We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year Award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Join us opening night for the Grand Tasting, which kicks off at 6 p.m. This 21 and over event features over 80 regional chefs, breweries, and wineries pairing the very best in food and drink with live music. And enjoy your favorite carnival rides every night of the fair. Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Pre-sale tickets and live entertainment schedules available at SalinasValleyFair.com.
Good time.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the Best Paso Robles Hotel and Best Resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurante and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation, right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, May 12, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Fatal traffic collision on Nacimiento Lake Drive Sunday evening. Atascadero City Council holding sewer rate increase hearing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Cowmeadow Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. CHP released a statement with information regarding a fatal traffic collision on Nacimiento Lake Drive west of Fraser Road. CHP says the incident took place just before 7:19 p.m. on Sunday, May 10th. 44-year-old Joseph Mitchell Pate of Paso Robles was driving a 2015 Chevrolet Camaro westbound on Nacimiento Lake Drive at an unknown speed. For unknown reasons, the Camaro traveled off the north roadway edge of Nacimiento Lake Drive, and the driver turned left, overcorrecting and colliding with a tree south of the roadway. The driver and the front passenger, 41-year-old Mac Garcia of Paso Robles, sustained major injuries. A man who was seated in the rear of the Camaro succumbed to his injuries and died at the scene. His identity is not being released at this time, pending notification of next of kin. Mr. Pate was placed under arrest for suspicion of driving under the influence. The crash is pending further investigation. San Luis Obispo County IWMA is seeking volunteers for its Recycling Ambassadors program. Volunteers will staff sorting stations at events and will help event attendees sort their waste properly, directly contributing to a greener, slow county. Volunteers will attend various events countywide from April 1st through June 30th. Any interested volunteers seeking to interact with their community, make a positive impact on their local environment, or fulfill volunteer hours can visit Slo County IWMA's website. Atascadero City Council holding sewer rate increase hearing. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SloCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight, starting at 6. Tonight, City Council will hold a Prop 218 majority protest hearing for its proposed rate increase to wastewater rates. The city reviewed wastewater rate increases in March and administered a Prop 218 protest process, sending out the proposed increase to all property owners connected to the city's municipal sanitary sewer system. The increases amount to about $10 for single-family monthly rates. If the city does not receive a majority protest vote against the rate increases, then they can approve the proposition, effective on or after July 1st. The rate increase is due to rising energy and maintenance costs and a need to upgrade and or replace the wastewater facilities and infrastructure. The city will also hold a public hearing to increase its service fees by about 3.21% in order to maintain cost recovery. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Tickets are still available for Honor Flight Central Coast California's Poor Fest fundraiser. Honor Flight offers trips to Washington, D.C. for veterans to see the memorials built in their honor. The upcoming fundraiser helps raise the money needed for these trips. Here's Bear McGill, chairperson for Honor Flight Central Coast, on the event.
This event is going to be an awesome event out there at the Warbirds on June 6th at 5 o'clock. I would really encourage everyone to go on our website, get a ticket, come on out. You know, you're supporting our veterans who supported us. That's why we're here, because of the men and women who chose to serve our country, chose to sacrifice their life for us so we could have events like this. And this is just one way for us to give back to the men and women who were willing to do that. A free trip back to Washington, D.C. to honor the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice and for them to see the memorials that were built in their honor.
Tickets are on sale through May 15th and can be purchased at honorflightccc.org/poorfest. The evening will also feature a live and silent auction as well as a catered dinner. Two community outreach events for this week have been scheduled for the Class 1 Multi-Use North River Road Trail. It is a key piece of the city's long-term Grand Loop vision, a planned network of connected trails, sidewalks, bike facilities, and recreational corridors to create safer and more accessible active transportation routes throughout Paso Robles. The project for North River Road is currently in the design phase, intended to improve access along North River Road's corridor in Paso Robles. The first outreach event will be today from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. outside of City Hall near the downtown Farmers Market. The second outreach event will be tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Cuesta College North County Campus Library. Community members unable to attend either event are also encouraged to fill out an online survey found on the city's website. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Dodgers 9-3, the Guardians over the Angels 7-2, the Orioles beat the Yankees 3-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Giants, the Athletics will go against the Cardinals, the Padres will face the Brewers, the Angels will go against the Guardians, the Yankees will face the Orioles. In the NBA playoffs, the Thunder beat the Lakers 115-110, sweeping their semifinal series 4-0. In California news, Aline Wang, the mayor of Arcadia in Southern California, has resigned and pled guilty to acting as an illegal agent for the Chinese government. She was charged in April, accused of doing the bidding of the Chinese officials, such as sharing articles favorable to Beijing. The felony comes with a maximum of 10 years in federal prison. Cole Thomas Allen, the California man accused of storming the White House Correspondents' Dinner while armed, pleaded not guilty on Monday to charges that he would attempt to assassinate President Donald Trump. In addition, his attorneys have requested the disqualification of two Justice Department officials from direct involvement in the prosecution because they were in attendance at the event, thus making them victims or witnesses in the case. The Huntington Beach Police Department cracked down on unlawful e-bike activity on Friday, resulting in dozens of citations. This comes after Orange County has drawn attention to a rise in e-bike-related crashes with young riders. State Attorney General Rob Bonta has released a consumer alert saying that pedal-assisted e-bikes can't go faster than 28 miles an hour, and throttle-assisted e-bikes have a limit of 20 miles per hour. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, the global pulse industry is meeting here in Orlando, Florida for Pulses 26, an event that's held each year somewhere in the world. And this year, the U.S. has the chance to host it. And our coverage is presented by Northern Pulse Growers, locally grown, globally known, connecting your operation to the markets that matter most. Learn more at northernpulse.com. Well, Montana farmer Paul Canning is president of USA Pulses and says Pulses 26 is an event for everyone involved with the pulse industry.
It's going to be a great week here. So we're going to have a bunch of people from all over the world coming in, buyers from every continent, and it's a great opportunity for us to showcase the products that we grow, beans, peas, lentils, and chickpeas in the United States, to develop some further our relationships with all of those buyers, show them what we have for quality standards, and then, you know, meet people like farmers like me, and we got a bunch of other great farmers, so they can look us direct in the eye, and we can tell them here's the care that we put into growing these products.
And kudos to our U.S. farmers who continue to raise some of the world's highest quality pulse crops.
The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back for the 75th anniversary Western Experience of a Lifetime. Join us May 14th through the 17th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. And don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Trace Atkins and special guests Cord Blund and Kenny Fiedler. Mark your calendars for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. San Joaquin Valley farmers are increasingly fallowing land as California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act curtails pumping. Under SGMA, which is implemented by local agencies, groundwater basins have until 2040 or 2042 to achieve sustainability. But since 2020 or 2022, depending on local conditions, groundwater agencies have been required to prevent undesirable results, such as land subsidence and household wells running dry. Groundwater agencies covering much of the San Joaquin Valley adopted pumping limits or allocations within the first few years as the state began cracking down on sub-basins with inadequate plans. We are truly in the difficult part of Sigma, said Stacy Ann Silva, principal at Altum Aqualogic, a Fresno-based water consulting firm that monitors more than 90 groundwater agencies across the state. As allocations continue to ramp down, landowners are going to have to make harder decisions, she said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s, west-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. A few clouds tonight, lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend, mostly sunny on Monday, sunny on Tuesday next week. Low 80s Thursday, mid-80s on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday and Monday, 82 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 621.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Inflation rose last month. It was expected to increase, but the annual pace was even hotter than anticipated. The consumer price index rose 0.6% from March to April, up 0.4% for core CPI, excluding food and energy. The CPI for the year ending in April rose 3.8%, up 2.8% for core CPI on an annual basis. Both annual readings were higher than forecast. As expected, eBay's board has rejected GameStop's $56 billion takeover proposal. Among other reasons, it questions financing for the deal. Sportswear company Under Armour lost money in its recent quarter on weaker demand in North America. Its international business improved. CEO Kevin Plank says Under Armour's working to reset the business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside. Where I hide with my loneliness, I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
This afternoon, protecting what matters, 12:30 till 2. First up, Barry, we'll have Ryan Rundell, president, Cal Poly College Republican, and Turning Point USA. So you'll learn a lot and hear a lot, and then Stephen Moses, President, Center for Long-Term Care Reform, and visiting fellow from Paragon Health, the addressing the Medicaid, Medi-Cal fraud, why it's bad for taxpayers and patients, and then research and all kinds of information as we go directly to the phone lines. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so yesterday you guys brought up this new Prop 26 for the Paso Robles so-called Water Authority. So I've been doing a lot of work on this. For the residents, the people who live over the basin need to understand the reason they went to this. So there's no protest. They are not going to mail you anything. They were required to have 20 days for you to complain about what they're going to charge you, but you have to go to their website, and in the pages on the website for this stuff, there's 30 pages that have approximately just under 2,000 APN numbers. Those are your property numbers for your property tax. They jumbled all the numbers. They're not in order. So you have to look through those 30 pages to find your APN number. And then once you find your APN number, you'll see what they claim your water use is and what they're going to charge you. And it's automatically going to be put on your property tax bill. And they're using what they thought you used from fiscal year 24-25, almost 2 years ago. Not what is current or what is being used today. They're using a system that's called evapotranspiration, which is measuring the evaporation off of your land, not what you extract from the ground. Well, but they want you to prove that they're wrong instead of them proving that they're right.
Greg, according to an email I received, and you may have received the same one, that the PRAGA has provided no general accepted scientific or any adjudicated proof for the determination of accurate extraction. Is that correct?
Correct. The system that they use is a developing system. The DWR allows them to use it for certain things to measure. But you have to, they can tell that water evaporates. Okay. Do they know where that water came from? Now they have to subtract the rainfall from that. And water evaporates off of weeds just as much as it evaporates off of crops. Water evaporates off of water, like ponds. Water that evaporates in the air. Do you think that this evaporation, they know the difference between if your water comes from a river well or a basin well? The city is saying, well, a lot of our water, by the city, I mean Paso Robles, a lot of our water comes from the Salinas River wells. Okay. I know tons of farmers that have shallower wells than the city in the river that get river water. So if they're not using basin water, and this is a basin, this whole thing is based on managing the basin, and they're not using basin water, then how can you charge them anything? And if the people have to, these people have to band together. The almost 2,000 people that are going to get these bills, they need to protest. They need to come to the meeting on the 27th. Now, on the 27th, they're gonna vote this thing in, and they're just going to automatically charge you. And if half of those people, 1,000 out of the 2,000, get together and file a complaint and go after these clowns to make them prove. Now, Prop 26, this funding is only good for 1 year. They're going to have to do something next year. And they're just trying to do this to keep their joint powers agreement alive because they have to be funded by the end of June.
Greg, want to go back to what you said about, okay, so if people need to band together, obviously, and when you say, you know, file something, does that mean that they would have to hire an attorney?
Yeah, because the whole basis of this is they're going to do what they want, whether they feel it's legal or not, because they're always working under the impression that, well, if nobody's gonna come after us for doing something wrong, who's gonna go against us?
Well, I think the tricky part is the thought of attorney fees for these people probably scares the heck out of them. That, well, you know, if they're only gonna charge me $3.21 for whatever. For acreage, I don't know how it's calculated, but anyway, they may think, well, it may be cheaper than hiring an attorney to fight this.
That's why I said out of the 2,000 people, if 1,000 people can kick in $100, you got 10 grand to go file something to put a stop to this thing until an investigation is done to make them prove what they're doing. Just to pay money to an organization to have a manager and an attorney sitting there for meetings is ridiculous. And this is, okay, they're charging you by what they claim your acre foot of water use is. And they're charging you $22.90, I think it is, per acre foot of water. And the way they came up with that amount of money is they claim that the water used in the last report this last year was about 48,000 acre feet of water. So we'll just round that off and say it's 50,000 acre feet of water. Well, before they said we had a problem because We weren't supposed to be using more than 62,000 acre feet of water, and we were using 12,000 acre feet more than what we should be using every year, which is called your safe annual yield. Well, if we're using less than 50, and they said before we were using 12 more than 62, we're using 12 less than the 62. We don't have a problem.
Well, again, it goes back to one of the, it goes back to one of the basic questions. What are they managing?
They're not managing anything. This is a always been a takeover of who gets to decide how to manipulate the water. Everybody needs to understand, and I know sometimes it seems it's hard, but it's really pretty simple. There's the people that live over the land that have the priority right to the beneficial use of the water. So if you live over the land and you're not in the city limit and you're not in a, on a water district, you have the priority right to the beneficial use of the water beneath your land, on your land. They have no right to tell you squat about that. So over a majority of the 436,000 acres that's in this basin is owned by private landowners on private wells. They have the priority right. These municipalities, the city, and the county is only a water district in Shandon. They're what's called an appropriator. They only have rights to surplus water. So surplus water is what is left over that the overliers, the property owners, don't use from the safe yield that we know is somewhere between 94 to 92,000 acre feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if there's extra water, those municipalities legally get to use it. But if the claim is there's no surplus water, then the only water they get to use is a prescriptive amount that they want in court, which is very little. During that court deal in the end of 2018 and in the court order in 2019, out of 92,000 acre feet of water for the safe annual yield, they won just barely over 2,000. The property owners kept 90,000. They didn't like this. And why should they be in charge of the basin when they're the appropriators and they have secondary rights and the priority right holders are sitting here being threatened by these guys that are creating the problem?
Well,
Chris just reported this morning about there's going to be a 218 vote this evening, or they're going to look at it for a sewer rate increase in Paso Robles. Correct, Chris?
At Atascadero.
Kevin said, Atascadero.
Okay, so just to tell you, I'm going to use Paso just because I know the numbers on this. In March or in 2022, through this grant that we've been working off of for $7.6 million, $3.5 million of this grant that was supposed to be for projects for the basin went to the city of Paso Robles for a wastewater treatment so that they could use that water for irrigation. At the same time, within less than a year, they also got $9.7 million from the state of California to work on this water so that they could make water for irrigation and parks and golf courses and stuff from that, from their wastewater. It's supposed to be operational by 2026. They put the $3.5 million pipe in, and it's never been used because they couldn't afford to put the other piping in. It was going to be over $120 million just for principal, not even interest, for a 30-year loan, which would end up being $300 million for 36 hookups. And their wastewater is still too dirty to use for irrigation because it has PFAS contamination, which is forever chemicals. And if you're going to keep applying that to the ground, you're going to contaminate the ground. These municipalities are the problem. They do not clean their wastewater properly so they can recharge it to where it's not being exported on the river and leaving our area. So everybody else that's using water that they claim is an issue is recharging on their properties. You have a septic system on your property, you're recharging your water, because it goes to your house and it goes back to the ground and it's clean. And you're one year one house is not creating a thing where they, where you're taking 33,000 households and dumping it in one other place. I'm not blaming this on the people of Paso Robles. This is the management of the city on what they dictate they need to spend money on and what they don't spend money on and what they should be doing. And we talk about this on a regular basis on how come they don't have any money to maintain stuff. Why? What? It's all, you know, they got plenty of money for salaries and rate increases and all this other stuff, but they can't seem to take care of the functions that they're supposed to do.
Well,
you know,
it's funny. It's funny you should mention that because I received an email just now, and here it goes. It seems every time a city wants to increase rates, this has to do with the water, part of the reason is to upgrade. Okay, I understand that, but why isn't money put aside to plan ahead? Every time the city approves a new project, we are told that it will generate tax revenue. Well, where is all that money going?
Exactly. And I'm going to tie this in now to this. On May 5th, I was out of town for the last 8 or 9 days. And on May 5th, there was a hearing on this housing project that we had talked about earlier in San Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
So 180-something homes on 43-acre parcel, but all those homes are on half of that, on 20-some acres. Now we find out they can put ADUs, up to 3 ADUs, on 47% of that. So even if you did one, now you're up to 260 homes on 20 acres. Now, they want to use water from some wells that are on the property, okay? But now they came up with, well, we want to offset it from a different property. It's illegal to take groundwater and offset something. Gibson's, at this hearing, it was a rancher appealed the Planning Commission's approval of this project. And we helped a guy file an appeal, and he had his appeal. And they even said, well, they're using a environmental report from 2016. They said there's too much stuff that has happened between 2016 and the present. In 2017, San Miguel became a GSA, a groundwater sustainability agency. They also got a court order in 2019 on the amount of water they could take from the basin. San Miguel and the county and the city of Paso Robles are three of the defendants in the lawsuit that claimed that the basin was in conditions of overdraft. They are the ones that pushed the whole overdraft thing to try to win in court to show that we had a problem. Now that the problem's biting them in the butt, now they don't want to have a problem. But they took money on the basis of we have a problem, grant money. So they committed fraud. And so San Miguel is an appropriator. They only have rights to surplus water. They're claiming there is no surplus water because they're claiming we have an overdraft. And now they want to add water use, and they claim, well, we're in our reserve urban line or something. They submitted with all these other agencies to the court that this deal was over the whole basin. Now they want to separate different parts of the basin and says, well, we shouldn't be part of those rules because we don't have a problem over here. Well, that was the case in the very beginning. The fire station in Creston, the water's 15 feet below the ground. Do you think there's a water problem in Creston? I can guarantee you there isn't. Now, if you go to the west towards Templeton, where El Pomar and Neal Springs mm-hmm. and South El Pomar are, 800 acres was planted there in 2012 by Justin Winery on ground that was normally dry farm for its whole right. entire existence. After that, since in the last 12 years, the water's dropped 300 feet over there. And 27 wells have been replaced for people that could afford to replace them. And what has this so-called water authority agency that's supposed to act when they have multiple years of seeing a downturn? And then what did they do? They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything.
Why? Because that guy is part of this, one of the fake water districts called EPC. And who is this guy?
It wouldn't be in their best interest. Right. It wouldn't be in their best interest to do anything, you know. And again, as we've said several times, and I tried to look this up over the weekend on how the state of California allowed this type of agency, or if you want whatever you want to call it, to have elected representatives or appointed representatives to a particular area or district, again, whatever you want to call it, that don't even reside in that area. That boggles my mind.
Yeah, so I had this person that filed the appeal. I said, here, I'm going to give you a number. I want you to call the deputy director of the Department of Water Resources. His name is Paul Goslin. And he got a hold of him, and he talked to him. Said, well, you know, the governor and the state is pushing housing, and we're going to leave this thing with the local people and the GSAs. Why did they make the coyotes the GSAs? Why did they put the guys that are appropriators who have secondary rights as the groundwater agencies instead of the people that have the priority rights?
I know.
Because they want to squeeze you, and as a group, and you're part of a group, because I'm part of that same group, that we finally got, we're at the end of the tunnel. The light's right there. They're kicking themselves now. They've wasted so many millions of dollars, you know, trying to take away our rights to our land and our beneficial use of water for what they think they should be able to do.
Well,
and they're not in accordance with the law, and they're finally going to get slapped down. But it took us 13 years.
Well, but here's the other thing about that, and you've mentioned the figures over the years regarding the money, is that, you know, these people, the taxpayers are the ones that are footing this, and I'm going to guarantee you that most taxpayers, particularly in the city of Paso Robles, have no idea on how much their tax dollars have gone to this lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the city has spent at least $5 million, closer to $6 million. They're still in the final deal, but that's going to come to an end right here in the next couple months.
Yeah,
and, you know, all they ever tried to do is kick the can down the road as long as they could, because their whole deal is, well, if we make it painful, these people will quit.
Well, again, that's kind of what I was getting at earlier, and you alluded to with this, you know, well, people need to get together and hire an attorney to file a suit and stuff. Greg, we're out of time, but thanks so much for the update.
You got it. Thank you.
All righty, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. CHP has released a statement with information regarding a fatal traffic collision on Nacimiento Lake Drive west of Fraser Road. On Sunday evening, 44-year-old Joseph Mitchell Pate of Paso Robles crashed his Chevy Camaro into a tree, resulting in major injuries for himself and his passenger, 41-year-old Matt Garcia. A man in the rear seat succumbed to his injuries and died at the scene. CHP is not releasing his identity, pending notification of next of kin. Tickets are still available for Honor Flight Central Coast California's Poor Fest fundraiser. Honor Flight offers free trips to Washington, D.C. for veterans to visit the memorials built in their honor. The upcoming fundraiser helps raise the money needed for these trips. Tickets can be purchased at honorflightccc.org. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. President Trump says Iran has reneged its agreement to end uranium enrichment, delaying a deal to end the war. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
Additional Iranian demands reportedly include reparations from the U.S. and the formal recognition of Iran's authority over the Strait of Hormuz.
The president says he's considering resuming military operations against Iran if an agreement is not reached soon. Israel's passed a law that would allow the death penalty for Palestinians involved in the October 7th attacks.
Hamas-led fighters killed over 1,200 people, mostly civilians. Another 251 were kidnapped and held in Gaza.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. No group claiming responsibility after a bomb attached to a rickshaw detonated, killing at least 9 people and injuring dozens of others, according to Pakistani police. America's listening to Fox News.
Touch of Paso. Come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
It is 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City continues to roll. The Thunder came back to drag the Lakers 115-110 last night, sweeping that series in four straight and earning a return to the West Final. LA led early, then OKC started the second quarter on a 17-0 run to take a double-digit lead. The Lakers chipped away after halftime, led again going into the fourth, and it went back and forth with LA up by one with 41 seconds left. But from there, they couldn't get a shot to fall. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 35. The Thunder now 8-0 this postseason as they try to repeat as champions. In the Eastern Conference semifinals, the Cavaliers got 43 from Donovan Mitchell, including a playoff record tying 39 in the second half, and peppered the Pistons 112-103 to tie things up at 2-2. The home team has won every game so far in that series. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Avalanche scored 4 in the third to whip the Wild and take a 3-1 lead back to Denver tomorrow night. Baseball, the Diamondbacks shut out the Rangers 1-0. Michael Soroka and three relievers combined on a 4-hitter. Rays bounced the Blue Jays 8-5 for their 15th win in 17 games. Orioles rallied past the Yankees 3-2. Ryan Weathers held Baltimore hitless until the 7th. Adley Rutschman broke it up with a leadoff single. Then after a walk and a pitching change, Kobe Mayo blasted one out to left.
He threw me 2 in a row to start the at-bat, so I've seen it. I was happy to put a good swing on it and saw Bellinger kind of take 2 steps and look at it, and I knew right there it was going to be a homer. Good feeling.
Wins for the Guardians, Mariners, and Giants. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles, just about 8 minutes away from 7. You know of those great Stein bagels, those amazing bagels? Well, you can find them at the Valley Fresh Market as well. And you can buy the bagels every Saturday from 9 to noon at their commercial kitchen out on Union Road, Suite G, just east of Golden Hill for those. And order the Big Apple with the lox and cream cheese or the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, man. Or you can just get the dozen bagels by themselves and do what you want. Follow them on Facebook at Stein's Barbecue or order ahead. Call Brian, 805-975-5520. The Right Choice, KPRL.
North County Weather.
And it's brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Little clouds and sunshine, low 80s today, a couple of clouds tonight, but mostly clear, upper 40s, and we'll pretty much do the same thing with a few passing clouds and sunshine on your Wednesday, looking maybe towards 79, no big deal. And then Thursday, low 80s, mid 80s Friday, upper 80s Saturday, Sunday, mid 80s, mid 80s Monday, and then low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:01 a.m., 7:59 p.m., we are at 53. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. And do remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, as we move gently along here on this Tuesday edition.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Yes, indeed. All right, as I look about here in the world-famous KPRL studios of the 1,000-watt flame-throwing blowtorch, I see nothing, nothing at all. All right, Chris. Are you ready?
For another dad joke? No.
By the way, I got the snake yesterday.
Good job.
5 rattles on it. 5 rattles. Let's see here. Okay, Chris, have you ever had Spam?
No, actually. Never had Spam before.
All right. So you fry it and get some fried eggs with it or whatever, and it's pretty darn good. Anyway. This may be a tough one for you then.
Okay.
On average, around the world, how many cans of Spam are consumed each second?
each second around the world.
I don't know how they figure these things out, so it makes it, you know.
Well, I'm certainly not contributing to this number.
No, you're not. Okay, so an average of cans of Spam are consumed each second around the world.
I've never even seen anyone in my life eat Spam, so that's hard to determine. It's around the world, 100.
Now, this is consumed each second.
I know, but this is also the world, you know?
Okay.
10.
All right, 10's closer. It's 3.5 cans of Spam are consumed each second around the world every day.
Well, fair enough.
All right, so I know you like to go along with the crowd. So buy yourself some Spam and give it a shot. That way you can be among the rest of us. All right, if you lose one or find one, not necessarily a can of Spam, but winged or web, 2 foot or more, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. We wasted enough time. It's 4 minutes away from 7. That may have been... Oh, no, that's not my trivia question. All right, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. You are qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. Okay, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This household item was originally developed as a tool for sample collections on the moon. What is this product that I am, again, going to guess that most of us probably have one in our house? This household item was originally developed as a tool to sample collections on the moon. I'll give you help here. It was introduced in 1974. It was introduced in 1974. Okay. And it is pretty darn handy. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Black and Decker. Black and Decker. They are listed at, well, not they particularly, but some guys from Black and Decker. And we call it something. Not, we don't call it the Black and Decker. We call it something else. It's become a common name. Even if it's not made by Black and Decker, we refer to it as this. First introduced in 74, it was not generally successful in the marketplace. However, as they got a little bit better with it and so forth and so on. And anyway, so what is it? Again, I'm guessing that every household has one, and you probably have one in the garage, too. Hi, good morning.
Dustbuster.
Dustbuster. You got it, sir. How many do you, how many Dustbusters do you have?
Well, growing up, we did have one, but I do not have one now.
Hmm. Okay. Well, yeah. There you go. If you don't need one, you don't need one. Well, well done. May I have your name, sir?
John Hollenbach at Tascadero.
John Hollenbach, Tascadero. All right, John, I've got you down, and enjoy your day, sir.
You too. Have a great one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Redesigned several times, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, when you look back, the original ones, again, we're talking technology and time, they wouldn't work too well and stuff. But now we've got one, and it is a Black & Decker. That thing can take the cat right through it if it needs to. It's pretty darn good.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. San Luis Obispo County, IWMA, is seeking volunteers for its Recycling Ambassadors Program. Volunteers will staff sorting stations at events in the county from April 1st through June 30th. Interested volunteers can visit SLO County IWMA's website. The Tascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight, starting at 6. Tonight, City Council will hold a hearing for the wastewater rate increase. If a majority of property owners have submitted protests against the increase, it cannot take effect. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay, it kind of started to gain success after 74 because women, they would borrow it from their husband's workbench in the basement to clean up minor spills, and People in marketing figured this one out, and that's how they were able to, get it going. And let's see here. And this, I'm going back 20 years on this date here, and over 100 million Dustbusters have been sold. All right, this hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Check them out. You simply can't beat their prices.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.